Episode number 31, the balance between self-acceptance and self-improvement. Hello and welcome to the Fighting for Connection podcast. I'm Brett Nicola, a husband, father, and fun lover. Listen in as I share stories, tips, and inspiration that will move you toward the connection that you want in your relationship. Hello, everybody. Another solo podcast, but then I think we're lined up for a few more interview type podcasts after this. So I'm really excited for that. But with that being said, I am enjoying this process more and more of developing a podcast and sharing a message. And it seems to be getting easier and easier for me to imagine all of you guys out there listening. And for whatever reason, it actually makes it a little bit easier to come and talk to a microphone by myself in a room that's, you know, quiet and there's nobody in here. But once you kind of get over that and you can begin to imagine in your mind that there's a whole bunch of people out there listening, it makes, for whatever reason, the process a little bit easier for me, even though if I were to have to do this in front of like all of you guys all at once, I'd be shaking like a leaf. But I kind of picture like all the little conversations that I've had around this podcast with so many of you guys, either in person or over email or in my DMs. And I think like that's kind of what I picture, like these little conversations that have happen that are just so fun to have and enjoyable for me. And it's just really allowed me to experience a connection with all of you. So that is one of the reasons that I do this, is it is enjoyable and fun to have those little slivers of connection throughout daily life. In that last episode, episode 30, I talked about self-acceptance. And after I recorded that podcast, I knew that I wanted to do this podcast next on self-acceptance and self-improvement, because I think that this idea of self-improvement and self-acceptance has been a balance that I've been trying to find throughout much of my life. And it really seems easy to find things about myself to improve on. For whatever reason, I don't know if it's my personality, but I think it's somewhat of a universal trait that as we consider ourselves, especially if we're kind of around other people, it seems like there's so many obvious things to improve upon and get better at and go out and get and receive and things like that. To me, there's like this experience that if I were to remove myself from other people, it seems like it'd be easier to accept myself. And it can feel like relationships are hard because they bring up all these pieces of me that I don't really like about myself. But then I've had to realize that this phenomena or this situation or these this awareness is really where self-improvement stops and self-acceptance needs to begin or should begin. I think that one of the most effective ways to really find healing is through relationships. It's not through isolation. I hear that a lot, even from couples, is they're like, I have to go figure out myself before I can come back and really do like relationship type therapy or coaching. And I guess I don't necessarily agree with that, because I think that so much of the things that come up within us are because of how we are in relationship to other people. And, even like a therapeutic relationship involves a relationship, right? Someone else. And that's oftentimes where healing is. And I really think that even within your romantic relationships, there's a lot of opportunity for healing to begin. And within your friendships and close relationships like that. I also think that, you know, it's not that we should avoid these things or pull away from them, but we should recognize that these are opportunities for us to become curious about what's happening for us. And in that way, I think judgment can stop and healing can begin. But that being said, I think we all have worries and vulnerabilities that are really tied to our connection that we have with other people. And we worry that maybe one day we'll wake up and we won't be accepted by people who are really important to us, who we really care about and love and want to be cared about and loved in return. So because of that, our brain goes to work to really figure out how to best show up to get that acceptance that we crave. And from that space, we decide, okay, we got to improve this, or we got to improve that, or we have to get better at this or better at that. We have to earn more. We have to eat less. We have to do it all in the name of self-improvement, right? We're on this mission to improve ourselves. But it really is a mission of self-acceptance or of being accepted. And I think that that's where so much confusion lies. You know, it reminds me a lot of when we sold our last home in St. Michael, Minnesota. And, you know, even before that, I was a painting contractor before I started my therapy and coaching practice here. I was a painter, and I worked for general contractors that would, you know, homeowners would hire, and they'd have them do additions or do work on their house. And sometimes homeowners would hire these contractors to come in and do what the contractors would describe as a fluff and buff, right? It'd be like painting the walls, that's what we would do, and maybe changing out some appliances or light fixtures or things like that. And really, it wasn't like anything too major, but it was like doing the most aesthetically pleasing thing possible for the lowest amount of money or effort possible to get the highest return as possible. And even our house in St. Michael that we had before we sold it, we kind of did that. We did the old fluff and buff, and even like the day before we put the house on the market, I remember we were like mowing the lawn, and shortly before that, we kind of painted the walls and made sure that the kids didn't touch them until, you know, the showings happened. And we deep cleaned the bathroom and organized the garage and did all these things in an effort to sell the house, right? The structure of the house, the layout of the house, it never really changed. But the idea was that the perception of other people of what the house was did change, right? So we live in that kind of a world where we all have our own perceptions and we all make judgments from this perspective. And I think we even hear it quite a bit that, you know, a first impression is hard to override or to change. If someone has a first impression about you, it's hard to overcome that first impression. And so we know this, and our brain is aware of this, and it's really keen to give the best perception to sell ourselves, because we all want, you know, to be accepted, and we all want that highest and best offer, right? So it makes sense that we do this, but I don't think that it always works out for us, because I think we go to work to improve ourselves, but it ends up, you know, kind of like running on a treadmill. It feels like that, because the perception and perspectives of other people never stops. It doesn't matter where we get to. We're going to have people who accept us, reject us, question us. All the things that we can feel insecure around are going to continue to happen no matter what. So we're always chasing this feeling of acceptance by other people so that we can accept ourselves, right? That was really at the basis of that last podcast. So when we're self-improving to be accepted versus self-improving from a place of self-acceptance, it really carries a different energy. You want others to know the improvements that you made when you're doing it from when you're self-improving to be accepted. You want them to say, hey, you know, I see your improvements and I find you more acceptable now. And when you can see that this is what you're doing, right? You're going out and improving to get accepted by other people. It's the cue that you need to realize like, oh, there's actually something I should be working on here. And it's not to be accepted by other people. It's not to improve myself to get to that acceptance from other people. It's really to just learn how to accept myself. And in this workshop, there's no tools, right? It really is just this big open space where you have nothing to do but to consider yourself and to allow yourself and to realize that just as you are, with all of your warts, all those social faux pas that you do, the fact that you're quick to anger, you're hard to get to know, you're proud, you're shy, all of those words and sentences that are so close to you that you know so well because you hear them from yourself time and time and time again. When you look in the mirror, kind of reflecting on yourself, you see these things cloaked all around you. But it's here that we have to learn that even with all that stuff, we are enough. You are enough. Nothing needs to change. Nothing needs to get better to be more acceptable as a human on this earth. You are. And it really is an amazing thing to lean into, to realize that the equality of man is truth. When we do self-improve from a place of self-acceptance, I kind of liken it to like waking up in the morning and putting on a pair of socks. Why do I put the socks on? Because I prefer my life with socks. I prefer to put my feet into shoes. And if I put my feet into shoes, I like to have socks on them. And I don't need anyone to know that I put socks on or that I wear socks almost every day. I just put socks on because I enjoy them. I didn't wake up with socks on, but I did spend some energy to put them on. And in that way, I improved myself, right? They didn't make me a better human, a better person. I didn't somehow like level up by putting socks on, but I did improve myself and the way that I was before I put the socks on, right? Before I put the socks on, I just had skin around my feet. And I find that with the socks on, I enjoy my life a lot more. And self-improvement for yourself looks a lot like that. We just improve ourselves because we enjoy it. We find that our life is more enjoyable from that space. And we're not looking for others to validate us or to tell us that, hey, I see what you did. You put socks on now, and now I find you more acceptable, right? And I can give you an example from my own life where I find that I went on to some self-improvement from a place of self-acceptance. And I'm a guy who loves connection. I really like connecting with other people. So I enjoy hearing like a really good story or I like the feeling when I better understand people or we have like a conversation where they are able to share something that helps me to understand them. And as I've observed this in my own life, I began to notice that as much as I enjoy that, I can spend a lot of time talking about myself. And at times, I'm not so curious about other people. And as I began to recognize this, I decided, you know what? Like, I think I'd like to be more curious. I'd like to ask more questions about other people because I enjoy that. It's improvement within myself to get something that I enjoy more for myself. I don't need anyone else to recognize that, to see that, because it really is something that I'm doing for me. And what I find is from this perspective, we actually open up to connection and relationship, right? We're not needing some external validation. We haven't put the responsibility on someone else to prove to us that we're more acceptable when and once we've so-called self-improved. And when we are in more of an accepting place, and we are self-improving for us, We take the responsibility off of others to help us feel accepted, and we can really turn the energy onto them. So maybe they could feel accepted, because guess what? Everyone else is probably a lot like you and me. When other people hear that they need to take care of themselves and do things for themselves, often I hear from them like, oh, that just feels really selfish. But I really believe it's your job and it's your responsibility to take care of you. And if you don't take care of you, then what's left is other people need to take care of you. And I want you to picture like a job that you have to do. Maybe you have to clean the kitchen or something. There really is like no way you could sell this idea that your spouse should clean the kitchen. And why should they clean the kitchen? Because you don't want to be selfish, right? So think about that a little bit. Like, you have to clean the kitchen because I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to take that job. And I need you to do that job because I don't want to be selfish. It just doesn't really make sense, right? And so if we do that with like our own life, it would kind of look like this. Like, we would need them to clean the kitchen, like our spouse to clean the kitchen, and in an effort to not be selfish, right? We would drop hints of how nice it would be if they clean the kitchen. We would kind of let them know that this is what we'd really like, is that they would clean the kitchen. And maybe if they don't clean the kitchen, then we'd get upset. And we'd even tell them, like, I feel so uncared for, and so on, right? And when our spouse asks, well, why don't you just clean the kitchen? We simply respond that, well, we don't want to be selfish, right? So you can see how even that example, when we put the responsibility on other people to do our job, things get pretty confusing pretty quickly. And that's why it really becomes our job to get to a place of acceptance, of self-acceptance. Now, we are not perfect people, and we do not have perfect relationships. I've never met a perfect person. I've never worked or encountered a perfect relationship. And even the most expert of experts in people and relationships and the highest achievers in things of life and relationships have imperfections, right? And that's okay, because we don't need to be perfect. We just need connection. I do, you do. And when we can be in a place of self-acceptance, we can be us and we can freely move towards other people. And when we don't need other people's acceptance, then we can accept them for who they are and give them the opportunity for connection if that is something that they are looking for. Self-improvement is so much easier when it really is just that. Improvement for you, not improvement so other people can accept you. It's really painful when we're self-improving in an attempt to be accepted, because no matter what you do to improve you, the same brain that you have comes with you. The worried and critical brain will arrive at the new and improved you, and you will see how maybe you still aren't enough to be accepted, right? And that's frustrating and painful. Now, this isn't something that I learned from a textbook. This is really, truly like my own experience. And the more that I can realize that no, I am no better than anyone else, and for me, truly believing that I am no worse than anyone else really helps me to better believe that all of us are struggling to be accepted. And when I can see that, I can turn the focus off of me, and really I can turn it onto others, to help others. And if we can find moments where we are able to do this, again, I don't even think we can ever get to like 100% perfection in this. And perfection isn't the answer. We will have moments and times and interactions where we can show up from a self-accepting place and we can move towards others and help them feel connected. And every one of those moments just brings a little slice of sunshine into the world. And for that reason, it's important that we first learn how to accept ourselves and then learn how to improve ourselves, to accept yourself as you are, as a human, and improve yourself in ways that interest you and are for you and for what you want in your life, and not for a feeling of acceptance. This podcast here doesn't come from an expert at this, but it really comes from someone that's in the trenches. You know, I found how the treadmill of self-improvement for the feeling of acceptance by others is really tiresome. It puts a lot of weight on other people around me, like my wife and my friends and people and my acquaintances and people that I have in my life. And by realizing that, you know, my own mental health is profoundly affected when I'm on this treadmill. And by first caring for myself, I find improved mental health. And this care for yourself really has to come from an intrinsic place, a place of compassion, of curiosity, of support, of acceptance. And then from there, the road to self-improvement opens up and long-lasting fundamental change can take place and we can experience a much more fulfilled life, you know, higher levels of happiness and deeper levels of connection. You and I can do this. We can do it together. I know that we can. This is something that as we open up about this and the struggle of self-acceptance and self-improvement, what happens is we draw people in. Life, I really believe this, is meant to be struggled through together. The struggle I have found and I believe is universal. So let's work to invite other people into our struggle because what it does is it opens us up to connection and it allows other people to feel connection. Even in this podcast, I put this podcast out at the request of no one. No one begged me or asked me to do this. But I did this because I really wanted to improve myself and I wanted to learn how to communicate and how to share a message. And I really wanted to see if there was a way that I could share in a way that helped other people. And as I've done this, for sure, I'm not the best speaker, the best podcaster. I'm not the most intelligent person. I'm just Brett, right? And just another person. Nothing beyond that, no better, no worse. But as other people have watched me struggle at this, and as I've shared my own struggles in my own life, people have reached out to me with support or shared their own struggles. And I really feel like both of our lives have been enriched in this process. Many times people ask me if it's hard to do the work that I do, you know, to be like a therapist and a relationship coach. And they say, you must deal with like some heavy things. And I, like every one of you, I have the whole human emotional experience. There's times where I really find enjoyment in my job and there's other times where I find pain. But I have, and I can say that I've been so inspired by the humans that are putting one foot in front of the other and they're moving forward in the face of heavy, heavy adversity. It's really so humbling to witness. And it's a seat in the house that I don't think everyone gets to have. And for that reason, I think that it really makes what I do the best job in the world for me. It really feels like a good fit. And if any of you guys feel pulled to help in some way, to be a therapist or a coach or something like that, I really would say go for it. But I do think all of you, where you are, who you are right now, can really create change right in your own home, starting with your closest relationships, the relationship with yourself, then the relationship with your spouse, your kids, your parents, your family, your friends, right? The list goes on. And by accepting you first, then you can go into the place of self-improvement. And what you'll find is you naturally are able to turn outward and accept others. And that, my friends, is an amazing thing. So have a great week, everybody. If you're enjoying the podcast, be sure to rate and review it. And of course, if you have a friend that you're really, really trying to impress, I would say that let them know you're listening to this podcast because I'm sure that they'll think that you are amazing. So that's all I have. Have a great week, and I will see you next week on the same podcast. Bye-bye. This has been the Fighting for Connection podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast and want more content like this, check out my Connected Couples Campus, which can be found on my website, www.pivotalapproach.com, and become the difference you need in your relationship.